很高兴能够回到弟兄姐妹中间，一同来敬拜、来赞美、纪念我们的主。
And I'm very glad to return in the midst of our brothers and sisters to gather with you to worship and praise our Lord.
愿早晨借着接下来的这段时间继续向我们来说话。
May the Lord continue to speak to us in this following time.
那我们先打开圣经读。两处的经文。
Let us turn our Bibles to a couple of scriptures.
请我们翻到新约圣经希伯来书第二章。
First of all, in the New Testament, the book of Hebrews, chapter 2.
希伯来书第二章，我们要从第一节读到第四节。
Hebrews chapter 2, we'll read from verse 1 to 4.
希伯来书第二章第一节。所以我们当越发郑重所听见的道理，恐怕我们随流失去。那借着天使所传的话，既是确定的，凡干犯悖逆的，都受了该受的报应。我们若忽略这么大的救恩，怎能陶醉呢？这救恩起先是主亲自讲的，后来是听见的人给我们证实了，神又按自己的旨意，用神迹奇事和百般的异能并圣灵的恩赐同他们做见证。
For this reason, we must pay much closer attention to what we have heard, so that we do not drift away from it. For if the word spoken through angels proved unalterable, and every transgression and disobedience received the just penalty, how will we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? After it was at first spoken through the Lord, it was confirmed to us,by those who heard, God also testifying with them, both by signs and wonders, and by various miracles, and by gifts of the Holy Spirit, according to his own will.
好，第二处我们要读的是马太福音第十三章。
Secondly, we'll read from Matthew chapter 13.
相信弟兄姐妹们应该相当的熟悉。
And I trust.
两周前我们弟兄刚交通过。
And I trust our brothers and sisters are very familiar with this, or very much, because.A brother just shared 2 weeks ago.
相信主的话说了一次，还要再说一次。
And I trust the Lord wants to repeat His words again.
这应该是在这个时候主所要对我们说重要的话。
And that He desires for us to hear this because it's important word from Him.
我们要从马太福音第十三章第十八节读到第二十三节。
We'll read from chapter 13, verse 18 to.Verse 23.
这是主耶稣所说的，所以你们当听这撒种的比喻，凡听见天国道理不明白的，那恶者就来，把所撒在他心里的夺了去。这就是撒在路旁的了，撒在石头地上的，就是人听得到，当下欢喜领受，只因心里没有根，不过是暂时的，极致为道遭了患难，或是受了逼迫，立刻就跌倒了。撒在荆棘里的，就是人听得到，后来有世上的思虑、钱财的迷惑，把道挤住了，不能结实。撒在好地上的，就是人听到明白了，后来结实，有100倍的，有60倍的，有30倍的。
Hear then the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it,The evil one comes and snatches away what has been sown in his heart. This is the one on whom the seed was sown beside the road. The one on whom seed was sown on rocky places, this is the man who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet he has no firm root in himself, but it is only temporary. And when affliction or persecution arises because of the word, immediately he falls away. And the one on whom seed was sown among the thorns,This is the one who hears the word, and the worries of the world and the deceitfulness of wealth choke the word, and it became unfruitful. And the one on whom the seed was sown on good soil, this is a man who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and brings forth some 100-fold, some 60, some 30.
我们最后再翻到路加福音第八章。
Lastly, let us turn to Luke chapter 8.
我们就读第八章第十五节。
We'll just read from chapter 8, verse 15.
这里也记载了撒种的比喻，特别我想读第十五节，这边讲到那落撒在好土里的一个情 情形。
It is also a recording of the same parable of the sower.
路加福音第八章第十五节，那落在好土里的，就是人听得到，持守在诚实善良的心里，并且忍耐着结实。
But the seed in good soil, these are the ones who have heard the word in honest and good heart, and hold it fast, and bear fruit with perseverance.
让我们在一起低头有点祷告。
Let us bow our heads in prayers.
主，我们实在是感谢你。
Lord, we truly thank you.
主，因为你不仅救了我们。
Not only you have saved us.
主，你还一直在保守带领我们。
But you also keep us and lead us.
就到今天早晨，你仍然与我们同在。
Even this morning, your presence is still with us.
你实在是在你自己的聚会中得着你当得的地位。
Lord, truly, may you gain your rightful place in your own gathering.
主，我们更感谢你，因为你是说话的神。
Lord, we thank you even more because you're a God who speaks.
主，到今日，你仍然向你所爱的儿女们说话。
Even today, you're still speaking to the children that you love.
因此，我们仰望你早晨与我们同在。
So Lord, may you be with us this morning.
在向我们每个人的心说话。
Speak to all of our hearts.
主，愿我们真是能够啊，让你的话语能够落在那好土里。
Lord, so that your word can fall into good soil.
叫你的话语能够在我们身上能够啊，生根能够成长。
So that your word can take root in our lives and grow.
能够结实，有百倍、六十倍、三十倍。
Lord, that you will become fruitful, so that you can bear fruit some hundredfold, some 60, some 30.
听我们祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Hear our prayers in Jesus' name. We pray.
Amen. 弟兄姐妹平安，今天是我们今年夏令会报名的截止日期。
Peace, brothers and sisters. Today is the deadline of our summer conference registration.
希望还没有报名参加的弟兄姐妹们能够抓住机会来赶紧报名。
And I hope those who haven't registered will take the time and take the opportunity that while it still lasts.
让我们预备好我们的心来参加这一次的夏令会。
May we all prepare our hearts to attend the summer conference.
我们盼望能够在夏令会当中听见主所要对我们说的话。
Because we desire to hear the word from the Lord during the conference.
刚才我们所读希伯来书的经文。
Earlier we read from the book of Hebrews.
要我们郑重我们所听见的道。
It says to pay close attention to the word that we have spoken.
We have heard. 我们不仅要在夏令会中来听神的道。
Not only we need to hear from the word of God during the conference.
我们在我们每周聚会的时候。我们也要郑重听我们神所对我们说的话。
But every gathering we meet every week, we should hear from the word.
就是在我们平日的读经的生活当中，我们也需要来郑重我们所听见的道。
Even daily, our daily Bible reading time, we should pay close attention to the word that we read.
希伯来书的经文给我们看见有两个重要的原因。
And we see there are two important reasons why we need to pay close attention.
第一，就是恐怕我们随流失去。
First is that we do not drift away from it.
我们基督徒蒙恩得救之后，
After we have been saved,
一不小心我们就会随流失去。
If we're not careful, very easily we can drift away from it.
也就是说，世上的人如何生活，我们也是那样的生活。
Meaning, however the people in this world will live, we will also follow the same trend.
世人追求什么，我们也同样的追求什么。
Whatever the people of the world pursue after, we also pursue after.
世人用什么方法来达到他们的目的，我们也用同样的方法来达到我们所追求的目的。
Whatever the people of the world utilizes, whatever methodology they use to reach their goal, we also use the same methods.
我们基督徒如果要随从今世的风俗和潮流来过生活，是容易的。
If we follow the culture and the trend of this world, it is very easy.
然而我们基督徒若是要逆流而上，来按照神的心意和神的话语而生活，就需要郑重所听见的道。
But if we want to go against the trend or against the current, then we need to pay close attention to the word of God.
我们知道我们今天实在处在一个末了的时代里。
We know we live in the end times.
我们看见今世的风俗在那里来啊，影响着全地的人。
We know the culture of this world is influencing everyone.
就是在神的教会里头，在神儿女们的生活当中，也是如此。
Even in the church of God, even in the life of brothers and sisters in Christ, it is also influencing us.
我们看见神的话语在他的教会当中失去了所当得的地位。
We see that the word of God has lost its rightful place in the church of God.
以致无论是基督徒的个人或是聚会团体的见证都不能够来按着神的心意和神的话语来往前。
To a point that neither our personal testimony or a corporate testimony can press on according to the word of God.
所以我们何等需要郑重我们所听见神的话语。
So how much more should we pay close attention to the word we have heard?
另一方面，希伯来书的作者给我们看见，我们郑重神的所听见的道的另一个原因，乃是唯恐我们忽略这么大的救恩。
Another reason that the author of the Hebrew reminds us why we need to pay attention is so that we will not neglect so great a salvation.
有许多的基督徒以为蒙恩得救就是罪得赦免。
Many Christians believe being saved by grace, it just means that our sins are forgiven.
等着将来死后可以上天堂，不用下地狱。
So that after we die, we'll go to heaven instead of hell.
这的确是我们得着救恩的一部分。
Truly, this is a part of the salvation that we receive.
然而却这却不是神赐给我们这么大的救恩的全部的内容。
But it's not the full, so great the salvation that God has prepared.
神借着他独生爱子在十字架上成就了一个伟大的救恩。
Our God, through His own beloved Son, on that cross, He has accomplished a great salvation.
这个救恩不仅只是赦罪的救恩。
And this salvation is not only so that our sins can be forgiven.
这个救恩还要把我们救到一个完全的地步。
But He will also save us to the uttermost.
使我们能够成圣，像神儿子一样。
That we can be sanctified and holy, just like the Son of God.
使我们能够得荣耀，像神儿子的一样。
That we can be glorified, just like the Son of God.
简单的说，就是要把我们磨成神儿子的形象。
Simply put, so that we can be changed into the image of the Son of God.
叫我们在地上能够成为神荣耀见证的代表人。
So that we can represent God here on the earth as His testimony.
弟兄姐妹，这才是神所赐给我们这么大的救恩。
And this is the so great the salvation that He has prepared for us.
我们怎么能够轻忽这么大的救恩呢？
And how can we neglect so great the salvation?
所以希伯来书的作者警戒我们。
So the author of the Hebrew warns us.
我们若忽略这么大的救恩，怎能逃罪呢？
How can we escape if we neglect so great
the
salvation?
不错，我们的确得着了永生。
Truly, we have received eternal life.
然而我们若忽略这么大的救恩，
But if we have neglected so
great a salvation, 将来在基督审判台前，我们怎么能够站立得住？
How can we stand before the judgment seat of Christ?
所以早晨愿意借着这个负担和弟兄姐妹来交通一件非常基本却重要的一个真理。
So with this burden in my heart, I want to share with you a very basic truth.
就是叫我们能够活出这么大的救恩。
So that we'll be able to live out so great the salvation.
那我们如何才能够活出不忽略这么大的救恩呢？
So how can we live out and not neglect such a great salvation?
我们需要郑重我们所听见的道。
We need to pay close attention to the word that we have heard.
所以早晨愿意从这个撒种的比喻，我们一同来学习如何郑重我们所听见的道。
So this morning, we want to use the parable of the sower to learn how to pay close attention to the word of God.
虽然这个比喻我们刚听过
，Even though we have just heard it, our message on it.
早晨我愿意把一个简单的负担来和弟兄姐妹交通。
I just want to use this simple burden to share with you again.
因为我们知道神的话语是宝贵的。
Because we know the word of God is precious.
然而我们对神话语的态度又是如何呢？
But what is our attitude towards the word of God?
我们今天要能够来经历并且成全神这么大的救恩在我们身上。
Today we want to experience and also to fulfill the word of God in us.
我们就必须要郑重我们所听见的道。
Then we must pay close attention and give heed.
我们要能够让神在我们身上把我们磨成他儿子的形象。
We want him to make us and mold us to the image of his son.
我们必须要郑重我们所听见神所说的话。
And then we have to pay attention to the word of God.
那被神磨成神儿子形象是怎么样的一个情形呢？
What does it look like when we're formed into the image of the son of God?
神全备的救恩成就在我们身上是如何的一个情形？
And what does it look like when the full salvation of God is accomplished in us?
这乃是关乎到生命的丰盛。
And it talks about the abundance of the life that we received.
彼得前书一章二十三节告诉我们
And First Peter chapter 1 verse 23 tells us
你们蒙了重生不是由于能坏的种子乃是由于不能坏的种子
That you have been born again not of seed which is perishable but imperishable
是借着神活泼长存的道
That is through the living and enduring word of God
这句话就告诉我们
And this verse tells us
世上各样的种子里头有藏着各种不同的生命
And within the seed that you see in this world there are different lives within it
然而这些的生命都是暂时的是会朽坏的
And all this life in this world are perishable and it's temporary
可是神所赐给我们的新生命
But this new life that God has given us
却是一个不能朽坏而且存到永远的生命
It is imperishable and it is enduring
这生命乃是借着神的话语像种子一样种在我们心里
And the life is given to us like a seed planted in our heart
这就是我们得着新生命的开始。
And this is the beginning that when we receive the new life.
所以我们看见神的生命乃是借着他的话语就进到我们里头。
And we see the life of God through his word entered into us.
所以我们当我们再来复习这撒种的比喻的时候
So when we review this parable of the sower,
我们看见我们对神话语的态度就决定了神这个生命的种子是否能够在我们里头能够生根成长结实
Our attitude towards the word of God determines how well the seed can grow within our hearts whether it can grow up and into maturity and bear fruit
今天我们若能够郑重我们所听见神的道
If we can pay close attention to the word of God that we receive
这生命的道就像种子一样在我们里头它要能够结出果实有一百倍六十倍三十倍
Then the word of life can enter into us and grow and it will bear fruit hundredfold, some 60, some 30
在这个撒种的比喻当中有四种的情形
And there are four conditions in this parable
其中前三种让我们看见就是人听了神的道但是他却不能够郑重他所听见的
And verse 3 tells us many people heard the word of God but they're not able to pay close attention to it
只有第四种让我们看见当人他郑重他所听见神的道
Only the fourth kind tells us paints us the picture of when the person can pay attention to the word of God
就像那种子落在好土里
Then it looks like a seed fell into good soil
就能够看见结出那一百倍六十倍和三十倍的果实
You see that it will start to bear fruit some hundredfold, sixtyfold, thirtyfold
所以我们很快的来看一下这几种的情形
So we can quickly look into these four different conditions
好叫我们能够免于忽略了神所赐给我们宝贵的话语
So that we will not neglect so precious a word that God has given us
叫我们能够郑重我们所听见神的话
That we can pay attention and give heed to the word of God
第一种情形是撒在路旁
The first condition was fallen by the wayside
就让我们看见人听了神的话
It is a person who has heard the word of God
他虽然听了但是却不明白
Even though he heard it, he did not understand it
就好像有的人每周也都上教会来听道。
Just as some people will go to church every week and hear the message.
听了都该听了。
He has heard everything that he ought to hear.
可是他却不明白所听见的是什么。
But he didn't understand what he heard.
聚完会有人问他说聚会听讲道好不好。
If someone were to ask him after the message, how was the message?
他说很好。
He said, oh, it's very good.
你问他听了些什么。
But if you ask him, what did you hear?
他说
And he will hesitate, saying,
想了半天，一点也想不起来。
After a while, he couldn't remember what he heard.
因为他一点都不明白。
Because he didn't understand it.
好像没有听见一样。
As if he didn't hear anything at all.
这是撒在路旁的情形。
And this is like someone that the seed has fallen by the wayside.
这样的人，当他听神的话语。
When this person hears the word of God,
他并没有用心来听。
He did not hear it with his heart.
他并没有专心的听。
He did not focus and pay attention.
就好像等会儿我们聚完会之后过马路到对面用餐的时候
Just like later on if we cross the street to the other side for lunch
就已经忘记了刚刚所听到的是什么
We would have already forgotten what we heard
因为神的话语被恶者被仇敌给夺去了
Because here the Lord says the evil one snatches the way
弟兄姐妹若是我们有这样的情形
If we fall into these conditions,
我们需要在主的面前来悔改。
Then we need to repent before the Lord.
求主来帮助我。
And ask the Lord to help us.
叫我们能够抓住每一次听神话语的机会。
So that we can treasure every time opportunity we can hear
the word of God. 我们要用心来听。
And to hear it with our heart.
我们要专心来听。
And to concentrate.
我们要靠着主的恩典来听明白神对我们所说的话。
By God's grace, we can hear and understand the word of God.
第二种情形让我们看见乃是种子撒在石头地上。
Second condition is the seed sown at the rocky places.
这样的人就是让我们看见他不仅听了。
And this person not only hears it,
他也明白了。
But he also understood it.
可他的心却是刚硬的。
Yet his heart was hard.
这样的人虽然他听明白了所传的神的话语。
This type of person, even though he understood the word of God,
然而他心里头在那里来挑选他自己所喜欢的。
Yet in his heart, he's choosing what he likes to hear.
当他听到他喜欢的。
When he hears something that he likes.
当神的话语跟他所想的是一致的。
When the word of God agrees with his thought.
他当下就欢喜的领受。
Then he receives it joyfully.
他非常同意他所听见的道。
And he concurs with everything that he heard.
然而却这却不过是暂时的。
Yet the Lord says this is only temporary.
他并不是真心的同意神全面的话语。
He did not sincerely agree with the fullness of the word of God.
因此他不能为他所听见的道来付代价而受苦。
So he is not able to pay the price for the word that he heard.
这样的人虽然当下是欢喜接受他所听见的道。
Even though at the moment he receives it joyfully.
甚至他可以转过身来，他还可以讲的头头是道。
Perhaps he can even turn around and preach the word again.
可在他的生活当中
，But in his life，
却看不见那基督生命的见证。
You will not see the testimony of the life of Christ.
因为他心里面没有根。
Because there is no root in his heart.
他没有真实把神活泼长存的道存在他的心里。
He has not received this living and enduring word of God into his heart.
在这等人的身上，神的话是神的话。
And in his life, the word of God remains the word.
跟他的生活并不发生关联。
And it has no relation to his life.
所以我们看见这样的人，神的话语在他的心中是不能够生根的。
So we see the word of God is not able to take root in his heart.
对他的生活是没有影响力的。
And it cannot influence his life.
第三种的情形乃是讲到这种子撒在荆棘里。
The third condition talks about the seed that's sown among the thorns.
这第三种情形和前面两种的情形不太一样。
And this is a little different from the first two.
这样的人他不仅听明白了。
This type of person, not only he understood it,
他也真实的领受了。
But he also received it sincerely.
换句话说，神的话进到他心里头，并且能够生根。
In another word, the word of God entered into his heart and also took root.
并且也能够稍微的成长。
And also it was able to grow.
可是在他的生活里头，
But in his life,
他有世上的思虑，
There is the worry of the world.
也有钱财的迷惑，
There is also the deceitfulness of wealth.
那这世上的思虑和钱财的迷惑就把他所领受的道呢就挤住了。
And all this worry of the world and the deceitfulness of wealth has choked the word of God.
因此神的道也不能够在他生命中来结出果实来。
So that the word of God is not able to bear fruit in his life.
换句话说，在这等人身上，神的道在他心里面扎根。
In another word, the word of God has taken root in his heart.
同时呢，这世界的东西在他心里面也扎根。
But at the same time, the things of the world has also taken root in his heart.
所以我们看见这神的话和世界的东西就在他心里面，在那里一同的生长。
So we see the word of God is growing together with the things of the world in his heart.
这样的基督徒，他的内心里面蛮有挣扎。
And a Christian like this, in his heart, there is full of struggles.
这样的基督徒，若是你劝他说要经常的聚会，而且要好好的爱主。
And if you tell him we need to attend the meetings regularly and to truly love the Lord.
他摆不上去。
And it is hard for him to make that sacrifice.
如果你叫他干脆就不要聚会，也不要爱主了。
But then if you tell him forget it, then don't love the Lord, don't go to fellowship.
他的良心又过不去。
Yet his conscience condemns him.
在这样的基督徒的身上，他里面蛮有挣扎。
And Christians like this is full of struggles.
也挣扎得非常的辛苦。
And that striving is very difficult.
这里的基督徒虽然他听见了做门徒的呼召，
even though he has heard the calling to be a disciple，
却不愿意舍己背起自己的十字架来跟从主。
It is hard for him to take up his own cross, deny himself and follow the Lord.
所以他非常的挣扎。
So there is a great struggle.
他虽然知道也羡慕天国的奖赏，
even though he knows and he also desires after the reward of heaven，
却不能也不愿意变卖一切的来跟从主。
But at the same time, he's not able to nor willing to sell all and follow the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，这会不会是在我们身上的一种情形呢？
And is this a condition that we all have?
我们实在是听见了神极宝贵的话语。
We truly have heard the most precious word of God.
我们也知道那天国的奖赏是何等的荣耀。
We also know the glory of the reward of the kingdom of heaven.
我们心里面也愿意也羡慕。
We also desire after that.
然而神的道在我们心里却被那荆棘给挤住了。
But at the same time,The word of God has been choked by the thorns of this world.
在这样的基督徒身上，我们看见神的话语就被那世上的思虑和钱财的迷惑给拦住了。
So we see that the word of God has been stopped by the worries of the world and deceitfulness of wealth.
以至于神的话不能够在这样的基督徒身上能够结实累累。
And so it becomes unfruitful.
第四种的情形
，and the last type，
也就是让我们看见一个人他郑重他所听见神的道。
We see this here is a person who pays close attention to the word he received，
就像那种子撒在好土里一样。
Just like a seed that's sown in good soil。
在这里，路加福音的经文给我们看见有两个重点。
Here in the book of Luke, it tells us there are two things。
就是说，神的道如何在这样的一个基督徒身上，他能够结出果实来。
It highlights of how a person, the word of God can bear fruit in a person like this.
第一方面，他说到这样的人乃是将神的道持守在诚实善良的心里。
First, it says he has heard the word of God in honest and good heart and hold it fast.
第二方面，让我们看见他还需要忍耐着结实。
Secondly, it says he bears fruit with perseverance.
这里我们看见持守在诚实善良的心里，他这边讲到一个动词和一个名词。
So here we see a verb and also a noun, in the first phrase.
这个动词乃是说到要持守。
The verb says we need to hold it fast.
这名词乃是讲到神的道要把它持守在那诚实善良的心里。
The description of the noun is that it's an honest and good heart.
讲到我们的心必须对着神的话语是诚实的。
And that it says, it's telling us we need to have a good and honest heart.
而且我们认为神的话语是善良的。
And also we need to agree that the word of God is good.
那我们现在看看持守这件事。
And then we can look at how to hold it fast.
人所看为重要的，他才会持守。
You will only hold fast what you think is important.
弟兄姐妹，这是我们对神话语的一个非常重要的态度。
And this is the most important.Attitude we should have.
我们是不是认为神的话语是重要的？
Do we think that the word of God is important?
我们是不是看神的话语为宝贵的？
Do we see it as precious?
这就好像一个负责任的伴郎。
Just like a best man in a wedding.
他一定会好好的保管所托给他的那个结婚戒指。
If he's responsible, then he will take very good care.
因为在那个非常神圣荣耀的婚姻当中，这个结婚戒指是。不可缺的一环。
He will take very good care of the wedding ring that's been entrusted to him, because in the wedding ceremony, this ring is very crucial.
所以一个负责任的伴郎，他一定会好好的来保管所托给他的这个戒指。
So if there is a very responsible best man, then he will hold fast onto the ring that's been entrusted to him.
他一定是会不时的查看，看看那个戒指是不是在口袋里头。
Perhaps he will check and double check if the ring is still in his pocket.
这就是讲到持守所看为宝贵的。
And it talks about this person who holds fast what he deems precious.
那我们对于神的话语是否也是同样的态度呢？
And do we have that same attitude towards the word of God?
当我们听见神的话语，
When we hear the word of God,
我们是不是看为宝贵？
Do we see as precious?
我们是不是看到说主的话语实在是那样的啊，像珍宝一样？
Do we see as the utmost treasure?
如果是的话，我们才会将神的话持守在我们心里。
If so, then we will hold it fast in our heart.
我们才会不住的来思想神的话。
And we'll meditate on it always, often.
并且靠着圣灵来 用神的话语来查验我们的生活。
And we ask the Holy Spirit to examine our life according to the word that we heard.
这是我们讲到这持守神话语的一个态度。
So this is an attitude to hold fast unto the word of God.
同时我们的心也是很重要。
But at the same time, our heart is very important.
这里告我们告让我们看见说神的话语必须要存在，必须要持守在那诚实善良的心里。
It says we need to hold it fast in the honest and good heart.
所以姐妹，这就是为什么这些年来我们为着每一次聚会在会前的祷告常常是这样子的祷告。
That is why for all these years we always pray for our hearts before every gathering.
我们常常为着那听信息听神话语的弟兄姐妹们的心在那里在主的面前来祷告。
And we always come before the Lord to pray for every brother and sister who is about to hear the word of God.
因为神的话语只能被持守在那诚实善良的心里。
Because the word of God can only be held and held fast in a good and honest heart.
若是我们的心没有预备好，
If our heart has not been prepared,
若是我们的心的态度不对，
If we have the wrong attitude,
无论神借着弟兄们对我们说什么话，
No matter what you have heard from the Lord,
这些话都不能够被持守在诚实善良的心里。
None of these words can be held fast in a good and honest heart.
这些宝贵的话语就不能够在我们身上来结出果实了。
And these words being precious, yet it still cannot bear fruit in us.
弟兄姐妹，每年夏令会前，我们好几个月，弟兄姐妹就是这样子在为着夏令会祷告。
For many months before the summer conference, many brothers and sisters has been praying in such a way.
弟兄姐妹，我们每一个人都需要为着我们的心做预备来祷告。
And we all need to prepare our hearts and pray for our hearts.
好叫主借的夏令会能够把他宝贵的话语赏赐给我们。
So the Lord can give us His precious word through the conference.
同时我们的心是预备好的。
And at the same time, our hearts will be ready.
好叫神的话能够被持守在我们这个诚实和善良的心里。
That His heart can enter in and can be held fast in our heart.
不仅如此，
Not only this,
我们也还需要忍耐着节食。
We also need to persevere so that it can bear fruit.
结果时是生命的一个成长的过程。
And this is a result of the growing of the life within us.
生命成长的过程，它不仅需要时间。
And it not only takes time.
它也需要忍耐。
But also it takes perseverance.
我们若真知道神拯救我们的心意。
If we truly know the desire after which that God has saved us.
我们若真认识这么大的救恩。
If we truly come to know so great a salvation.
我们若真知道这个救恩的目的在我们身上所要成就的，
If we truly know the purpose and the end goal of the salvation,
弟兄姐妹，我们就愿意在这个成长生命成长过程当中来忍耐着节食。
Then we would desire to have the perseverance so that the growth of our life can bear fruit.
在世界中最美丽的花朵常常是生长在那最恶劣的一个环境当中。
In the natural world, some of the most beautiful flowersonly grow in the harshest environment.
同样的，神活泼长存的道要在我们身上结出美丽的见证，也需要经过许多艰难的环境。
In the same way, for the living and enduring word of God to grow in our life and to bear testimony, it also goes through many hardships.
正如使徒保罗在使徒行传14章22节所说，
Just like Paul said in Acts chapter 22,
我们进入神的国必须历经许多的艰难。
But by many trials and tribulations will enter into the world.
然而这许多的艰难与困苦，
Yet all these tribulations
却能够使我们使那存在我们心里的话语能够生根成长结出果实来。
It will cause the word of God to take deeper root in our hearts and to grow stronger and to bear fruits.
结出呢一百倍、六十倍、三十倍的果实。
Even a hundredfold, sixtyfold, or thirtyfold.
因此，我们需要郑重我们所听见的道。
So we need to pay close attention to the word that we heard.
我们需要将神的道持守在我们诚实善良的心里。
And we need to hold fast the word of God in a good and honest heart.
并且靠着神的恩典，要忍耐着结实。
And also by God's grace, we can bear fruit with perseverance.
我接下来愿意借着一点点的分享一点点关于我父亲的见证，与弟兄姐妹一同的勉励。
And I'll share a little with you of some testimonies I heard from my father, so that we can all be encouraged.
谢谢弟兄姐妹在过去这几年为着我生病的父亲 一直以来的带导。
Thank you for these past few years that you have been praying for my father who has fallen ill.
我们的老弟兄在4月19号安息主怀。
And he has gone to be with the Lord on April 19th.
为此我感谢主。
And for this, I thank the Lord.
在过去父亲生病的三年半时间里
In the past 3.5 years while he's sick,
主让我温习了基督徒生活中非常基本的一些的属灵功课。
The Lord used this opportunity to reveal to me some of the very basic truth in our Christian lives.
就讲到我们基督徒如何简单的过信心的生活。
That how we can live a simple life of faith.
也就是从父亲身上，我看见了他郑重他所听见神的话语。
And I saw from my father how he paid attention, close attention to the word that he heard.
并且他简单的相信神所说的话。
And that he received it and believed it very simply.
父亲虽然没有能够读许多太多的圣经。
Even though he was not able to read the scripture very much.
他也没有听过许多的道。
And he has not heard many messages.
但他却郑重他所听见的。
Yet whatever he has heard, he paid close attention to it.
并且简单相信主所说的。
And he took it by simple faith.
早晨愿意在这里简单的举两个例子。
So here I want to give you two simple examples.
差不多在三年半前我们得知我父亲有那严重的心脏的问题。
About 3.5 years ago, I heard that we found out that he has severe heart disease.
那钟立中正好有机会也到台湾去。
And that time, Brother Philip was in Taiwan.
他就去看望了父亲。
So he had a chance to go visit my father.
当后来我跟父亲通电话的时候，我就问他说，跟钟立兄跟他交通了些什么。
And later on, I called him, asking him what did Brother John talk to you about.
父亲就提到钟立兄告诉他说，主的话说要常常喜乐，不住的祷告，凡事谢恩。
He said Brother Philip told him the word of God tells him to pray unceasingly, to rejoice always, and in all things give thanks.
这句话在过去三年半父亲生病的期间中就伴随着他走过他人生最艰难的一段路程。
And this becomes the verse that accompanied him throughout his time of sickness.
比方说在父亲生病的日子里
For example, when he was ill,
有时候因着某些的原因他里头感到烦躁、忧愁或是不高兴。
For some reason, he will feel anxious in his heart, or becomes worried, or becomes uneased.
从前呢，我们也会做儿女的，用一些人的话语来安慰他，来提醒他。
And before, for us as his children, we will try to encourage him or comfort him with our own words.
但是不见得有用。
But it will never really work. So
有时候还惹得他更生气。
Sometimes it will make him even more angry.
我想我们或多或少都有这样的类似的经验。
I think we have all experienced something like that.
然而，当在这过去的三年里
，But in this past 3 years,
当他有烦躁不愉快的时候
，Whenever he becomes anxious or becomes unhappy,
我就常常提醒他，主的话不是说要喜乐吗？
And I will remind him, didn't the word of the Lord says to rejoice?
他常常立刻的就能够安静缓和下来。
And immediately he will be comforted.
为什么呢？
And why is that?
因为他郑重他所听见的道。
Because he paid attention to the word that he heard.
当他信从主的话。
And when he took the word of God by faith.
他就能够经历到主话语那生命的能力。
And he was able to experience the power that's within the word of God.
他也能够经历那生命中的恩典。
He can also experience the grace in the life of Christ.
每逢他身体不舒服的时候
，Whenever he's feels the discomfort in his body，
我也会提醒他跟主耶稣祷告。
And I remind him we need to pray to the Lord.
常常我就同他在电话里面就向主祷告。
So often I'll pray with him on the phone.
虽然父亲不太会说太多的祷告词句
，Even though he didn't know how to pray in long sentences，
可是母亲告诉我说，父亲几乎每一天都不止一次的向主祷告。
But my mother always tells us that he prays to the Lord more than one or two times every day。
这是因为他郑重他所听见的道。
Because he paid attention and took heed to the word that he heard。
我大女儿 Grace 在去年回到台湾与爷爷奶奶同住9个多月的时间里。
And when my eldest daughter Grace returned to Taiwan last year to live with her grandparents,
她告诉我们爷爷在这段日子里面最常说的一句话就是感谢主。
And, And she told me during the time that she was there, the word that she heard the most from her grandfather was thank the Lord.
这也是我可以做见证的。
And this is something I can also testify.
当我在两个月前最后一次在医院陪伴父亲的时候。
And when I was with him, for the last time, a couple of months ago, in the hospital.
他因着舌癌的缘故已经不能说话了。
And because of, tongue oral cancer, he can no longer speak.
当我在离开台湾之前，我带着他一起向主有一个祷告。
And before I left Taiwan, I was with him to pray with him.
当我祷告完之后，他用他非常微弱的声音说：“感谢主。”
And after my prayer, with very faint voice, I can still hear him say, "Thank the Lord."
这是我所听见父亲所说的最后一句话。
And that was the last word that I heard from him.
的确，感谢主。
Truly, we thank the Lord.
父亲因着郑重他所听见的道。
Because he paid attention to the word he heard.
在他生病艰难的过程当中。
And even in the difficult time of treatment.
他经历了神话语的大能。
He experienced the power in the word of God.
他也经历神在他身上所成就那魂的救恩。
He also experienced the power of the salvation of his soul.
另外还有一段话，也是他在生命当中特别经历的。
And there was another verse that he truly experienced in his life.
就在三年半前，当得知他心脏疾病之后。
And about 3.5 years ago, when he found out about the heart disease that he had,
我就在主面前为父亲祷告。
So I was praying for him before the Lord.
因为知道他随时会有生命的危险。
And we knew that he could go anytime.
我实在不知道当用什么样的话来安慰他。
But I didn't know what word I should use to comfort him.
当我在主面前祷告多日之后。
And I was praying for him for many days.
主就将那约翰福音14:1-3的经文给了我。
The Lord gave me a verse from John chapter 14, verse 1-3.
当我得着主的话语，我心里面就踏实多了。
And when I received the word of God, I was very comforted in my heart.
而且我也深知，这正是主亲自要安慰父亲的话。
And somehow I knew that this is the exact word the Lord wants to use to comfort my father.
所以在那时，当我回到台湾之后
，So when I returned to Taiwan,
在我还没有机会把这段话语分享给父亲之前
，And when I didn't have a chance, before I even had a chance to share this verse to him.
父亲自己就将这一段的话说了出来。
He told me this verse.
虽然他不知道这是圣经里的话。
Even though he didn't know this is a word from the Bible.
虽然他不知道这是主赐给我要来安慰他的话。
And he didn't know that these are the words that the Lord has given me to comfort him.
然而感谢主，圣灵已经在他心里头预先告诉了他。
Yeah, we thank the Lord that the Holy Spirit has already spoken such words in his heart.
就是主耶稣安慰门徒说，你们心里不要忧愁。
And the Lord used this verse to comfort his disciples, saying, "Do not let your heart be troubled."
你们信神也当信我。
Believe in God, believe also in me.
在我父的家里有许多的住处。
In my Father's house there are many dwelling places.
若是没有，我就早已告诉你们了。
If it were not so, I would have told you.
我去原是为你们预备地方去。
For I go to prepare a place for you.
我若去为你们预备的地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去。
If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself.
我在哪里，叫你们也在那里。
And where I am, there you may also be.
在过去这三年多里。
And so for the past 3.5 years.
当父亲几经危险。
When his life has been threatened many times.
这句应许的话就成为他里头一个确实的盼望。
This word of promise became a substantial hope in him.
这个荣耀的盼望始终安慰并且坚固父亲的心。
And this hope and assurance became a comfort and also a strength in his heart.
在几次病危的时刻。
And several times when his life was endangered.
他总是带着盼望的说，我要回到主那里去。
And with great assurance and hope, he always says, I'm about to return to where the Lord is.
这是因为他郑重他所听见的道。
Because he paid attention to this word that he heard.
他带着简单的信心接受了主的话语。
And with a simple faith, he received and accepted the word of God.
这话语就在他里头能够生根成长，能够结出果实。
So that word was able to take root in his heart and bear fruit.
他相信主既然说了，还要来接他。
And he believes if, because the Lord has said it, and that he will come and receive him.
主就必来接他， 到主那里去。
Then surely the Lord will come again and receive him to himself.
在四月十九日的早晨。
So on the morning of April 19th.
Grace 同爷爷一同祷告之后。
After Grace prayed with her grandfather.
她说爷爷自己就双手合指啊，就放在自己的胸前啊，在那里好像在祷告一样。
She described that her grandfather closed his hand onto his chest and as if he was praying.
然后爷爷就睡着了。
And then he went to sleep.
过了一会儿，当母亲要来唤醒父亲的时候
，And when my father after a while came in to try to wake him up,
他就母亲就发现父亲没有反应。
And she realized that he no longer responds.
父亲就是这样在安详的睡眠当中回到主那里去。
So it was in a very peaceful rest that he went back to the Lord.
他就平安地回到天家。
And in great peace, he returned to his heavenly home.
我相信父亲走的时候，他并不忧愁。
And I trust he was not worried when he left.
而是欢喜的。
But he went with great joy.
因为在他过去的三年多里头，他所相信主的话。
Because in the past 3.5 years, the word that he believed in the Lord,
他所期盼的是真实的发生了。
And the hope that he received in the Lord has truly happened in his life.
所以我相信当父亲走的时候，他是非常高兴的。
So I believe when he departed from this world, he is very happy.
因此他显得十分的安详。
So he looked very peaceful.
主真的照主所说的话来接他到主那里去了。
The Lord truly fulfilled his promise that he comes again to receive him to himself.
弟兄姐妹，我之所以分享这两个例子
Brothers and sisters, the reason I'm sharing these examples with you
乃是愿意弟兄姐妹一同的共勉
so that we can be encouraged one to another.
主对我们所说的话是何等的真实
How true and real are the word of God.
主的话是何等的宝贵
And how precious is the word of God.
我们对主的话语的态度是如何呢
？What should our attitude be towards the Word of God？
希伯来书的作者在那里非常非常急切的来警戒我们。
The author of the book of Hebrews is warning us very, very urgently and earnestly.
他说我们越发要郑重所听见的道。
He says we need to pay much close attention to the word that we heard.
免得我们随流失去
，so that we will not drift away from it.
我们要郑重我们所听见的道
，and we need to pay much closer attention to what we have
好像我们能够认识这么大的救恩
，so that we can come to know such a great salvation.
弟兄姐妹，我们早晨愿意一同的来到主的面前，来诚实的检查检验我们自己。
This morning we want to come before the Lord and to honestly examine ourselves.
我们也何等盼望主能够来帮助我们。
We also desire that the Lord can help us.
叫我们实在是能够看他的话语为宝贵。
So that we can treasure the word of God.
叫我们实在能够看见神的话语里头所藏的生命的大能是何等的丰盛。
And we can also see what abundant life that's inside the word of God.
好叫每一次当我们有机会领受神的话语。
So whenever we have an opportunity to receive the word.
我们能够将所听见神的话能够存在我们诚实善良的心里
we can hold fast unto the word in a good and honest heart
并且忍耐的结实
and also bear fruit with perseverance
因为我们知道在神话语里头有神自己的生命
because we know God's own life is in his word
这个生命在我们身上要显出的能力是何等的大
and how great is the power of this life within us
当我回想自己的过去
And when I look back to my own past,
我觉得实在是需要承认我们对神话的态度实在是有许多的亏欠。
And I do want to confess that I have fallen short in a lot of areas in terms of the Word of God.
然而早晨，愿圣灵在我们众人的心里再来帮助我们。
But may the Holy Spirit help all of us in our hearts.
叫我们能够郑重我们所听见的道。
So that we can pay close attention to what we have heard.
叫我们能够把神的话持守在我们心里
，so that we can hold fast unto the word of God in our heart.
让神的话语在我们生活当中得着他所当得的 地位和权柄。
That you will receive the proper place and the proper authority in our life.
叫我们的生活行事为人不再照着这世界的潮流和标准。
That our life, our attitude, our behavior will no longer follow the trend of the world.
让主的话语在我们生活中真正能够成为我们一切的那个指引。
Rather that His word can be the direction of everything that we do.
叫我们能够不仅得着神宝贵的话语
，so not only we can receive the precious word of God，
并且让神借着所有的环境，特别是一些艰难的环境，来使这些话在我们里面能够生根成长。
But that the Lord can use all different environments, especially difficult ones and a time of tribulation, so that the word of God can grow in us.
因为我们在主回来之前
，and before the Lord returns，
我们能够有更多的机会。
We'll have more opportunity
来听主的话语
to hear His word，
来让主的话语能够在我们生命当中更多的来制作我们
and to allow His word to make us and build us，
来变化我们
and to change us，
叫他那个生命能够越发的成形在我们心
so that,
在我们身上
so that His life can take form and be molded in us。
弟兄们，这是神在我们身上所要得着的见证。
And that's the testimony He desires to gain from us。
这是神在我们家庭当中所要得着的见证。
And that's also the testimony He desires to gain from our families。
这是神在他教会当中所要得着荣耀的见证。
And this is a glorious testimony He wants to gain from His church。
乃是让这个生命能够越过越丰盛。
So that this life can grow more and more abundantly。
在这样一个末了的世代里
，In this last and end times，
叫人所看见的乃是主的自己
，So people can only see the Lord Himself，
乃是主的生命能够从我们这些蒙恩的人身上能够彰显出来
，That the life of the Lord can be manifested from us who have been saved。
那就愿早晨我们真是能够郑重我们所听见的道。
This morning may we truly pay close attention to what we have heard。
我们愿意让神的话在我们身上来结出那100倍、60倍。
And to allow the word of God to bear fruit 100-fold, 60-fold, and 30-fold.
让我们继续为着我们的夏令会在主的面前多有祷告。
Let's continue to pray for our summer conference urgently.
不仅为着主所要说的话祷告。
Not only to pray for the word of God that will be released.
也更是为着我们众人的心的预备来祷告。
But even more so, pray for all of our hearts. Pray for our preparation.
好叫我们能够郑重。我们所要听见的话
，so that we'll be able to pay attention.
愿神的话在我们身上成就他所喜悦的旨意。
That His word can accomplish what He desires.
那我们再一起低头祷告。
Let us bow our head in prayers.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
主啊，你实在是有丰盛的慈爱和怜悯。
Lord, truly you are abundant in mercy and grace.
主啊，我们在你面前承认我们过去对你话语的态度有何等的亏欠。
Lord, we confess how we have fallen short in our attitude towards your word.
主，然而今天你还怜悯我们。
Lord, yet you still show mercy to us.
主，你还来呼召我们。
And you're still calling out unto us.
主，要我们郑重我们所听见的道。
So that we can pay attention to what we have heard.
主啊，你所说的话是何等的宝贵。
Lord, how precious is your word towards us.
主啊，你所说的话在信的人身上所显的能力是何等的大。
How great is the power of your word in those who believe.
主，然而我们实在是亏缺了你的荣耀。
Yet we have fallen short from your glory.
主啊，没有能够让你的话语在我们生活生命中得着当得的地位。
We do not allow your word to have the rightful place in our lives.
主，因此早晨我们还靠你的宝血。
Lord, so this morning it is only by your precious blood we can come return to you and to say, Lord, help us.
主，你再向我们的心来说话。
Speak to our hearts again.
主，你也叫我们能够持守你的话语，在我们那诚实善良的心里。
That we may hold fast unto your word in a good and honest heart.
主，叫你的话语能够在我们生命中，在我们心里头，主，能够生根成长，能够结实。
That your word can take deep root in our hearts and grow and bear fruit.
主，我们何等盼望那荣耀的见证。
Lord, how we desire after this glorious testimony.
就是你那活泼长存的道能够在我们身上能够显出来。
That your living and enduring word of God can be manifested in our lives.
能够叫这幕后的世代的人能够看见你自己那荣耀的见证。
That even the world living in this end time can see this glorious and beautiful testimony.
主，我们感谢你。
We thank you, Lord.
因为你拣选了我们做你的见证。
For you have chosen us to be your testimony.
主，我们感谢你。
We thank you.
因为你的选召没有后悔。
Because your election is irrevocable.
主，因此我们愿意将自己和同伴再交在你的手中。
So we commit ourselves and our companions into your hands.
主，愿你在我们身上得着荣耀。
That you may be glorified in us.
听我们祷告。
Hear our prayers.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.